I'm going to spend about 3 minutes talking English just to clarify one last thing from the words of Ruah's Kasha. Again, the words of Ruah asked against Tosfos. What about Nosar? Isn't Nosar, doesn't have all the criteria that Chameit has, therefore shouldn't it require the Bedilah? It also is Lo Bedilah Minei, it's not Usher specific, not. So the words of Ruah's parents itself, how do you answer it? That chametz is fundamentally worse because you violate it every second. The second parrot to which I attribute to Chernovsky, which is not only what Chernovsky said, but Rabbi Lichtenstein said, was that chametz is halachically chametz. Always, I brought a decent raya to that from the Zavin Yishon Adirim. There are many other rayas. If you're interested, take a look. Anywhere in your idea, I have my mock from the Salvation book that put together the 2.5 meters there. Okay, that's the second thing. The third theory, something I said yesterday in Shia, which is either more likely or not more likely, I'm just going to sharpen that a little bit. I wanted to say something very practical, very mundane. Not that chametz is fundamentally worse. Essentially, chametz and nosar are equally bad. However, why is there a need for bedika and not for nosar? I thought the answer was, people will actually find bread under their bed, under their couch, in a corner, in a cupboard, and people probably won't find nosar under their bed, in a cupboard, under their couch. And therefore, the reason why you don't need a bedika by nosar is because people don't have nosar sitting around their house. There's no concern of Shamayil come to eat it because it's just it's less common. Along the same lines of Tosfos, it's all about is it common or not. The answer is you don't have it around your house. So just to sharpen what I said, that's all I wanted to do. Anyone's interested in what Chernovsky really said and what Lerman was trying to say, you're with Lerman. You got that? Hey, welcome. Okay. So that's just a clarification of what I wanted to say yesterday in Shir. I thought of it in a more clear way. People don't have nosar sitting around their house. Okay, bonam shem. Higanu le. Shalosh ra'ayot. Ech lefaresh, ech letargem et hamila shel'or. V'kol shalosh haya boto kivun boto kav. We learn out from elsewhere that or is that we learn from that says until says how Kochavim is Yamama. By the way, before we can get into our Tosfos, where did we learn this out from? Take a look at Rashi. V'Hakai Malan. Ma Mechadesh Rashi. Ma Omer Rashi. Ma Matbir Rashi. Eif Manachu Vom Dimitzeh. Ma? Brachos. Haim Kulam Haskim Imu Zekein Olav. Hello. Mikolei?
Yeah,
Tosfos. Tosfos. Ma Mekor Shal Tosfos. Eif Manachu Vom Dimitzeh. From Megillah. Now, that may just be, I don't know, a technical thing to quote different Gemaras, maybe something much more fundamental to it. We're going to keep that in the back of our minds. We'll get to it, Mr. Shemin, at the end of the year today, more likely tomorrow, the first thing. But it's worthwhile to know that Rashi and Tosfos have different makoros from Hakai Malan. Let's take a look at Tosfos. So if you can, Naksha, go to Matta Tosfos. Hakai Malan. They work from the morning, from Alos HaShachar until Tzeit. V'Omer. Right. So therefore you learn that, number one is, when does Yom start? Matam Achil Yom? Alos HaShachar. U'mehasam Nami Lom Dimashu Acher Ma'at Rashi Shanakulom Din? Muchach. נכון. לילה מתחיל בפסח קרבן, וערב זה נקרא יום. אוקיי? זה מה שאנחנו, זה כבר מה שאנחנו לומדים. Now here's the problem. מה המחשת הוסוף? Hang on a second. We'll get the Tosfos inside, the rest of Tosfos inside one second. Let's give a little bit of background. In general, the other shitas, the clearer shitas, and we'll get back to figure out what exactly Tosfos has in mind. You get the impression here that Pesach HaKochavim is the end of day. That's pretty fair. It says it comes to start tonight. The problem is what? When is Pesach HaKochavim? Matai Matzul Pesach HaKochavim, Eko Demo, Kia, Eko Shabbat. The Hanet, the Sugya Gidola, יש באמת בעצם שלוש שיטות לגבי העניין הזה. יש שלוש שיטות איך להסביר מתי מתחיל שקיעה, מתי מתחיל שקיעה, מתי מתחיל פסח הכוכב וכולי. ויש שתי גמרות חשובות שהם מקבלים בשאלה הזאת, ושניהם מצטטים את התנא רב יהודה. גמר אחת מסכת שבת, מה הגמר אומרת? מה יש? הגמר אחרת מסכת סוכן. בשבת זה נמצא בדף ל"ד, ובבית ל"ו ה"ו, סוכן זה נמצא בדף ד"ד. מה הגמר בסוכן אומרת? מתי צאת הכוכבים? נו? ארבע מילים, ארבע מיל אחרי שקיעה. הגמרא בשבת יש לה מחלוקת אם זה שלושה רביעים או שני שלישים, it's two thirds or three quarters. הלכה למעשה, all the posts can point out three quarters, although from posts, when they get the impression posts, posts are two thirds shot. Maybe that's מחלוקת in stock, I don't think it's too much deeper than that. We're going to just only assume three quarters because that's how most of the posts can assume. And here's what I'm going to see around. Kamad man yesh mishkiya ad seis. Migmar echad mashmama shlosha rubiyim. Megmar echad mashmama arba mili. As eich rabbeinu tam mit haret et agushya hazo. Rabbeinu tam mechadesh mashmama hu mechadesh. יש בעצם שתי שקיעות.
We call the first שקיעה, well, this one here to represent Sunday. על פי ריתן זה שקיעה, תחילת שקיעה. ומתחילת שקיעה עד ארבע מיל, ארבע מיל יש שתי פעמות.
ארבע מיל אחרי שקיעה, זה פסח הכוכבים. מה הזמן כאן?
ארבע מיל.
אוקיי, זה מה שהגמרא אומרת, מתי שהיא אומרת, יש ארבע מילים. מה התכוונה הגמרא, מתי שהיא אמרה שלוש רביעים? מה היא אומרת? מה היא התכוונה? יש סוף שקיעה.
You will report from the end of Pesach HaKochavim.
This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the sunset is at Shkia, the first Shkia. You wait about 3 1/4, just by simple math, 4 minus 3/4 is 3 1/4 mil. We're going to assume right now a mil is. 18 minutes or maybe 24 minutes. I don't know, however you want to assume. Let's assume it's like 24 minutes. So 3 1/4 mil would be 78. Okay, well, just 78 minutes later, you wait 78 minutes after Shkia. Here it is, until you have what's called Main Hash Mashos. Stopping. And over here, when is only Laila? Not much much later on. It's really, and even if it's 18 minutes. So it's 18 times 3 1/4? Moving. Six. 58 and a half.
Whatever, it's an hour, maybe an hour plus later till you only begin Ben Ashmashos. Then you got this Ben Ashmashos night, you know, dark out for a while before light even begins. Maha in halachot in sarefa. So, again, with all she passed and even that. All this time, from Chilas Shkia until Sof Shkia, that's Mam's total day. The sun's gone, still dead. Until it's Ma'adamim, until the sun is red, that's the last couple of rays over here. This is all an opportune time for it, so Sefer Shabbos, because Sefer Shabbos is before Ben Hashmashos, and according to the Ben Tam, Ben Hashmashos is all the way down here. This is Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Anyone now understand how we got this from Rabbeinu Tam? This is Rabbeinu Tam session, Sefer Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Dalet, Amar Hey Rather, Gam Mesechet Pesachim, Mitzvah Daf Dalet Dalet, Yechol Yishu Od Mekomot B'Shas, Aval Hashem Kol Shetzach Yom Koro, this is Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Who mishtamesh et Shnei Rav Eile, HaFokus Shelo, the Bet Mal Eitz Gemara, Eitz Gemara Hu Hi HaGemara Hamitit. Both really. Tesach Kochavim is really here, and this one defines the same as the Bashias. I'm not sure if that's the real one. They use both as the Shiva. From the Gemara, that advantage to Teres. Well, if you look outside, it's difficult to imagine that. So, Shkim, Minishmash, the whole thing takes place at night. The Matthias is a little different. One of the Kashis, the Graef, is Chush. My Chush would tell me that the main time is just wrong. They use a whole bunch of other Kashis as well. I put the grum before the side. The grum is impossible to read. But the work out of Sheikh, the Mishnah Berurah does a very clear and concise job of doing it. The grum brackets and parentheses, it's also Ryan, the Mishnah Berurah of the Lisa Ryan, the Mishnah Berurah of the Lisa. Zohi Sheikh, that's how we're achieving this now. Agra Mishnah Sheikh Akar, Sheikh Ashmiya. Ma Mechadesh Agra, Okodavar, Sun standing here. Matzah sunset with the Agra, Shkia, Shkia Yichidah Shkiyesh, Rak Shkia Chav with the Agra. Vacharechen Yesh Lanu, Shlosh Reviyei Mil, Shel Ben Hashmashos. Vacharechen Yesh Lanu, O Shuv, Shlosh Vachar Reviyei Mil, Ad. Okay, that's a Chavim, Magamai, or Shedim 7 is that Pesachim. According to the Gro, when do you do Tosefet Shabbos? Before Shkia, sometime after Klad. The Gro asks, two problems on the ground. One has answers here, one I don't. The first problem is, what does the Gemara do with the Dalet Mil thing? I have no idea. That's when all the stars come out. Who cares? But I love the thing that I have no idea. Maybe there is something like that. I don't know. Yeah, why did I mention the Dalet Mil sheet that went to the ground? Who cares what Dalet Mil is? Yes, that Dama? Oh. It should be taken from that. Sorry. This is the Tesach Kochavim. And this is the Tesach Magamai. I don't believe that one. Then the Gra asks on himself, you may be bothered because 3/4 of a mil is how long? 18 minutes. Maybe it's 15 minutes, 13 and a half. However you do the math, 2/3, 3/4 of 18, I think that's 20, whatever you get. It's not that long. And the Gra who lives in Vilna, the Mishnah Berurah lived in Aladdin. Hey, Mamru, that met Bain Shkila Tesa Kochavim in the old Kashet and Mitzvah, but see, he's a lot of hope. The further away you go from the equator, the further choice, the further untrue it's going to be. That means much, much, much greater. That's what they argue. They argue that. Where is it ever 3/4 of a mil? When is that ever the Messias and the Gerovite? It's true in in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael. Specifically, which time of year? It's not understood the halacha, right? Specifically in Nisan and Tishrei. Those are close to the equinox.
The equinox is 2 days ago, exactly, right? The American day is
The temperature is in March. That's how Kadur Yorei, Hakat Arabiya, is the Lashon of Hashem. Until you see the beginning of three stars, this is 3/4 nil, you know, 13 and a half minutes, 15 minutes, 18 minutes, whatever it is, that's their Shita. What is all this stuff? I'm not sure exactly what it is. What is the Shita Sakura? The Haresh and his own Shita, the Rishon, is the Shita Hayorei. The Haresh is the Shabbat. According to the Uriah, when it made a Shabbat Shabbos? Before him. I'm not sure if Shia is Tetzach Ochavim, or if there's a four milk thing later on,
but then you have to
or whatever it is, I'm not sure. But he believes that Zayn HaShemashos exists over here. Before Shia, how much before Shia? 3/4 of a milk. Halacha l'maisa, I mean, it's now we're doing such a halachic sugya, I'll just say halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, we follow the Gra, end of the day. That is the Pesach, that's our halacha. We follow the Gra. We start Shabbos at Shkia. We believe Benish Mashas is from then until Tzeisach Ochavim. And we don't break Shabbos until Tzeisach Ochavim. And then today we have a Shabbos that lasts. And Eretz Yisrael shall last during the Nisan and Tishrei season. In Manchester, Shabbat, 25 hours sometimes, a half hour sometimes. Everyone who has Shabbat is not exactly the same. The answer is because we're starting at Shkia, when we take the next day, we're covering it at the Banish Mashos. This is the Shiva Sagra. Are those who are machmir to keep Sheet Master Dei Lutam, which basically means they start with the Gra and end with Rabbi Lutam. No one that I know of in Tekel only holds up Rabbi Lutam. They're only machmir for Rabbi Lutam, Motzi Shabbos, and therefore they'll hold the 4 mil, and if each mil is, I don't know, 24 minutes or 18 minutes, or whatever it is, you work out the math of what the post can hold, and you come out concluding that what? An extra 72 minutes or whatever it is, you know, from the beginning of Shia, you know, whatever the number is, times 4, you know, and then you end up going to the Tzeisach Ochavim of the Rabbeinu Tam, that's one Chumrah, and there are many, many, many Yirei Shemayim on that. Then there's another Chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah mentions, again, this is all in Simin Shin, Samach Aleph. HaMishnah Berurah that it's not a Sukkot Chav Gimel. HaMishnah Berurah, who got Kosher Shekedai L'Chishon Shlishit HaSei Rei, and the legend of Mishnah Berurah, right? We're all there. Kedai L'Chav L'Hadlik Et HaNeirot L'Kabel Shabbos Yoter Mugam Mishkiya. Ma'ed is coming man, a person for Kabel Shabbos, he's saying what's up? He writes 30 minutes or 20 minutes. How did he get 20 minutes? I think the answer is, if a mil is 18 minutes, so 2/3 and 3/4 is going to be left. If a mil is 24 minutes, so what's 3/4 of that? 18 minutes, if you're going to be master for 18 minutes, which is the most master way of being master for the Arayim, that Mishnah Berurah, you should light candles 20 minutes before or 30 minutes before. This way you get Tosefet before the even according to the Arayim Tosefet. What is the Arayim Tosefet? It's going to be before Reim HaShemashah is over here.
Are there people who combine that in the meantime?
Yeah, absolutely. And therefore, if anyone's interested, how much we light candles, how much before Shabbos? Yerushalayim 36. And the rest of the world, 18. I think that's based upon the Urayim.
How would that be?
And we try our best to light then, and we have a either hit before you, or that's the one that are the mission points that you're trying to go 20 minutes before, just a few minutes before. So again, you can light it anytime after flag. This is the halacha l'maisa. These are the three shitas that I think exist in Rishonim. There is a good question to ask, which we did not get answered. According to the three gam shitas ha'gra, v'gam shitas ha'irei, ein lom nivin ha'gemar v'dat zan dalet, ma'hin muslimim ha'ar v'mil, ha'dalet mil, ha'imet, v'miloy v'el. Okay. Boni kach ha'arot al-deb ha'prechein, nem sheikh betosko, the Anilo Batuach Ezlo Lemona Batosa Bezen, Dov Amarli Mashu Batuach Seder Bokir, the Eliepstein Amarli Mashu Acher. We're going to read the Tosas and we'll see, does the Tosas go like for David Tom? Does it go like the Rosh? Does it go like the Rib? Does it go like somebody else? Maybe you can't tell. This is the background information. Just know what's going on in general with these Sugis and what Pesach will have in it. This is the more Kali Sugi we can get to our Tosas. The O Daka O Shtai. One, two.
One.
We don't know what they do in the Kuna. We don't know what Kuna
after Shia, Kuna is wrong. After sunset. According to the array, the 4 mil after sunset, or is it maybe 5 mil after sunset? I don't know. I didn't notice in the array. I don't know what the hechrach is for the array. I didn't look at the array inside, but the Bir Halacha didn't quote too much in the array. If I'm not mistaken, the Mordechai and Shabbos doesn't quote too much either. I don't know exactly where he got that from. Could be have to look at it more carefully. I don't know. Yeah. I assume, again, the Mishnah Berurah that the mentioned, I assume it's 4 mil F. In the space? I don't know. I assume it takes maybe the same time as Shkia, according to the right. Menesh Masha starts in 4.
Then that's not Menesh Masha before.
What?
Then how does that make Yom Tov Melech before?
Right, this is the end of the day. Shkia, when the sun goes down, that's the end of the day. It's not that. What is it? Or maybe what exactly does the Arayim do with that? I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell me. I don't know. I don't know. And what is the Pesach Kochavim? What's the halachic significance of Pesach Kochavim according to the Arayim? I don't know either. I don't know. Okay. Quickly, we'll go to close. Yeah.
Arayim comes from the Yosef. He basically says that. The shearing of the same everywhere. He doesn't differentiate between the shear of Babel and the shear of anywhere else. It's 3 1/4.
One major difference between the Grom versus the other people is do we take into account which place is your geographically located in? I mean, time, you should have criterion of your objectivity.
A lot of it covers, like sometimes you'll have tears of hunger.
Yeah, I assume that the real shear is in that time. Someone that took the Gemara described, a little bit of red in the sky, they give it generic enough terms that can fit in, you know, to the specific thing. But I hear your heart. Okay. Bonim Sheikh Matosvos. Green to you. Asai Seven Satosvos?
Yeah.
Velo Kasha. How do you translate Velo Kasha, by the way? Yeah, but it means that there is a kasha. Below kasha, hakavanahi yesh kushia, aval, I mean, mukhan l'ptorota. Anytime folks say, ein l'karet, it means yesh l'karet, aval, hateruzu lo nakom. Just in terms of how to keep a mindset. Below kasha, yeah. Hang on, what's the kasha? Mitzarechad matwa. You get the impression. What sort of kasha? Our Gemara, l'chora, he's so teret. Ma?
I think the first thing, I think the saying is, our Gemara is Socha, the Gemara in Shabbat Shach Lamadal. That's what I understood. I think it's the first favorite thing. Look at the Pashup Shantos, what's the name of the reading? Below Kasha, now who crow, the Tanakh Kamas Nemadlik, in the armor, Rabbi Huda Mishapishka Kama, calls man Shepne Mizrach Madim, Vika, what is that? Vika man Dahmer Ahasam Shne Chelke Mil, which is 2/3 or we and 3/4. Shulifbihan Nirish Shagidolo of Nate, Nakokhav. You get the impression that what the Gemara called Tesha Kochavim is what? What the Gemara calls the end of Shkia, i.e., no success is followed, the 3/4 thing is what significantly earlier than Seis HaKochavim. This is Kasha. The Kasha is this really true? Can it really be that 3/4 is really Seis HaKochavim? Is that really the case? And what's his answer? Machu Vatel? In a Hinami. They don't have a camp of Tesla.
Why did they have a question?
In other words, you're so bothered that this is really Tesla. The answer is, what's the big deal if it is Tesla? Doesn't look like Tesla. We don't really know what Tesla is. That question, what is it supposed to do in the last line? What does it tell you?
He tells us, what's the point about Kedamar Hasam?
Look, come, you know the baby. Why now? What is supposed to do with that last line? Why did he mention David and the little ones, the big ones? You know that.
So the other.
Because the Raya Shanach will only be lived though. I do not have a chance to get that news out. I said that Nachum will be lived in the Bachelor. Nachum will be lived in the Who Mochia Shanach will be lived in the Bachelor. He's bringing that, he's proving it. Who Mochia should do the Raya Shanach will be lived. If this would be the case, who would Tosfos think to agree with? Which sheet does that follow? By the way, the Rabbeinu Tam is actually the Gemara is the Gemara plus many Gaonim, including Rav Shrira Gaon, Rav Nissim Gaon, Rav.
It's like a whole list.
Someone else Gaon, the Rambam is up here, Rav Hai Gaon, maybe even Rashi, Rav Adam and Rambam, but the Mishnah, the Bir HaRoch has a whole slew. The Maharabi Prague and other people you haven't heard of. He really questions his ideas. He doesn't know what time was. He just goes through and lists it down, like, you know, all the smart people believe this way. That's just the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't the first one to come along. Really, the Maharam Al Kishur and the Mishnah in Prague. And he had people, Yesh Rishi Ma Aruka, shall call her the Marshal Shkaski Magra. And then she said, they offered it anyway. No, Tosfos Kamadat thing. But is the Shita who must be detailed? The Gemara, Al Pi Pashtus, one could have argued the Arayim as well, but more likely the Gemara that Seis HaKochavim is so early. Is it really true? Does it sound like Seis HaKochavim is so early? According to him, it's extremely early, very difficult. But even according to the Gemara, difficult, but what's the answer? Yes, so what? It's difficult. At the end of the day, it's difficult. This is the way Dov Levine wants to learn their Seder. This is what I'm going to suggest right now. I thought it was the Pashtus Shine Tosfos. That Tosfos who maskeed him Utsaha Gidolash al Arishonim, the Manyei Shemesh Nebura lo Mechateta fell. So it is a Raya, low Raya. I'm not sure if it's a thorough listen. I'm just Nebura to be our love. And a whole list of people didn't mention this Tosfos. Okay. That's just because we left it out of knows what. And that's the question, Shad. I thought as well that's like the Gra that says up a problem. Really, it's so early. Is that really the case? Can his Tosfos read again? Hasam Shnei Chalkei Mil Shehu Lefi Hanira Shagadol Lefnei Teis HaKochavim. Doesn't this need to be allowed before Teis HaKochavim? The answer is, don't ask me that kasha because you don't really know what Teis HaKochavim is. Again, it could be like you're right, but I find that more difficult because that's such a daf yachid. And it's even earlier, it's very difficult to believe there are never any stars out. At least here, there could be stars out. There's something in some places. You know, we're not a bucky, we're not a bucky. And I thought, most likely, Tosfos held by his rock. The Kala Pneshiur, I met Higati Kavada Kod Mukhar, Divarti the Eliyev, Divarti the Limur, Al Tosu Sebe in Eliyev. Eliyev in Hayalu Gisha Acharet, Eif Lekor the Tosu. Go back up to below Kasha. Tell me if you think his way is correct or not. I have not had enough time to think about it. We're going to think about it together. Tell me what you guys think. Velo Kasha now, who crawled the Tana, the Perak, the Memadlikin, the Tama, Rabbi Huda, Mishin Tishka, Chama, Kolkman, Shepnei, Mizrach, Madim, and Ikaman, Dahmer, Hassam, Shnei, Chelke, Mil, Shulifnei, Hanira, Shagadol, Lifnei, Teso, Kochab. Lifi, Hanira, Shagadol, Lifnei, Teso, Kochab. What does that mean? Eli thought maybe the Shah Gedola or the Man Meruba or whatever it is, what Nei Teso Kochavim was referring to, Dalad Mil. Here's what he wanted to say. I have to make sure I understand it correctly. He said, Ikla Man Damar Hasim Shnei Chilke Mil Shulafen Yere Shah Gedola Nei Teso Kochavim. How do you want to read that? This is just an ornamental. I'm not sure if it's exactly like it. How does it mean? In other words, what essentially would be the kasha then? We're saying a second. He wanted to say, I'm not sure exactly. He wanted to say that maybe you can have this one called the Kelly Epstein model. He wanted to say that you have over here sunset, which is here. Then you have 3/4 mil until 4 mil. And this over here, this section, the 3/4 mil until the 4 mil, he wanted to know maybe that was the Shah Gedola that Tosis is referring to over here. I'm not sure what it's like, let's just, I think it's more different. He wanted to say this section over here. Then with the Gemara of Yehuda Mishadishka, Chama Kozman, Shepnei Mizrach Madi, Mavika Mandar Hasan Shnei Chelke Mil, Shulafi Hanira. This is Shah Gedola Lifnei Teisa Kochav. In other words, our Gemara would be Teisa Kochav, which is Dalad Mil. In other words, Eli thought our Gemara, Sachin Dav Beis, and Sachin Dav, Dadi Dalad, were both telling us Teisa Kochav is Dalad Mil. That's much better than one. I, but there's a Gemara that seems to have this point over here, don't know what the answer is. We're not exactly sure where Teis HaKochav is, because we're not in the Kiyah. It's somewhere between this 3 1/4 slot. We just don't know. We don't know where Teis HaKochav is. I'm not sure. Is that a correct reading Rashi? And it tells us. If I hold that, let's read that again. Look inside. Tell me if this fits in the words or not. We'll read it again. I have not had to think about it. We're working it through together right now. There is, however, a very nice advantage I noticed right away, which is why did Tosfos mention the 2/3 shita opposed to the 3/4 shita? We pointed out the Shulchan Aruch, the Harbei Poskim, Poskim Kimo was 3/4. Lam Hudafkim is attained at the Shnei Shlishim. So what I wanted to say earlier on is that maybe he passed like the 2/3 daya. Yishev Sharut alternative Akshav Vihima. 2/3 would have been here, and 3/4 would have been here. Why did you choose the 2/3, Dale? Earlier, the whole point is to stop it. If we really don't know what's going on between 2/3 and 3/4, that's really a stop it over there. So, may as well include the last 12 up here as a stop it as well. That's also a stop it. We'll mention that a little bit earlier. Let's just read this inside. If we understand, make sense. The low kasha now, who crawl with Tanis and Parak Mem Adlik? The Gamma of Yehudim and Shatishka, Chama Kozman, Shatne Mizrach Madi, Vikuman Damar Hasim, Shne Chelke Mil, Shu Lefi Hanira. That's Shne Chelke Mil. There's a Deya, Yish Deva, Mesaches Shabbos, Shi Kokach Udam, which is Shu Lefi Hanira Shagadol of Nei Tesal Kochavim, which is much before Tesal Kochavim, which is probably Arba Mil. The two advantages you get to Ellie's read
is number one, he doesn't just ignore the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Dalet,
he's entertaining it
as a possibility over here. Additionally, we have a good explanation of why he chooses two-thirds opposed to three-quarters. And the answer is, Ein anu bekiyim b'Pesach Kochavim.
We have no idea what Pesach Kochavim is. At some point in time between two-thirds mil and four mil, it's a huge amount of time. And now, what is he doing over here? When he says, watch on this, Kid the Amar Hasam, Lo Kochavim Gedolim, Hanirim B'yom, Lo Kochavim Gedolim, Hanirim B'Laila, elevated him. Ma ha-funk t'yeshal ha-mishpat ha-zeh? What? Why does Kosovo bring that last line about the three categories? Here, Shalosh Kategorio, Shal Kochavim, Yidolim, Benoliv, and Kitanyim. Lama Kosovo made a deal that Shabbat would be a Kriya Shal Eliyah. See what's the answer?
You don't know what the answer
is. It's not just that we don't know. It's not just the proof that we don't know about Benish Russia, but rather what? We goof but don't know. Exactly this suffering. It's not just, it doesn't just show us that we don't understand Kochavim. It's exactly the suffering. Because at this point in time, what comes out? The Kochavim Gedolim. At this point in time, what comes out? Kochavim Kitanim. In other words, because we have a gap as to what Pesach Kochavim, because it's a suffering as to what Pesach Kochavim is, that gufa what is proven by the fact that we don't know. We may follow the vein of it, we may follow at some point in time in the middle there, but at the end of the day, it really is. We're not the kid, and therefore don't ask a sira from our Gemara, which is the same as Daf Tzadi Dalet, to the Gemara over there on Daf on the second shot.
That's the thing.
Which is different from the Gra. Because according to the Gra, Shia begins at sunset. According to the Gra, when does Shia end? 3/4 mil later. According to Tosfos, the way Eliezer is reading, when does Spanish Mashos end? That's exactly what we don't know, because we're not making it in Pesach Kochavim.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're
saying? Nice read. It's a nice fee, which again is A, the two-thirds thing. You gain the Tzadi Dalet Gemara. The Rai is a more acute and more sharply pointed. In fact, we don't know in general, specifically the Shiloh. It also happens to make a lot of sense in terms of the Metzias. This is definitely when Shkia begins. When is it safe? The answer is, I don't know, at some point in time in there. Depends what stars you're talking about. I wonder if, like, we're trying to take a look at the Akron. What is the Akron learning supposed to do? Shouldn't you hear the chant also? Well, not so well. I think it's nice. I wonder if it's true. It's definitely exciting. Josh, you hear it? I mean, I could have asked three small textual questions. Why does Tosfos pick up two-thirds opposed to three-quarters? Good question. Why does Tosfos not mention the Gemara Daf Tzadi Dalet? Isn't that a really important Gemara? Good question. Why does Tosfos bring this Raya at the end? Just because we ain't on it, but he needs to prove that? Okay, maybe. But the proof is much, and why does the Mishnah Berurah quote this Tosfos? You put those four clues together, maybe this Tosfos is different from the Gra. But at least maybe a good shot.
Now, would you be looking at this before what we said at the top?
Like the Urayim? I don't think that's necessary. Not from here, I don't think so. Yeah, below Kashmir, I'm reading it again. Below Kashmir, now who crawl with Tana the Parak Namadli, in the Kaamar of Yehuda, Mishatishka, Kama, calls Mashik name Mizra, Madim, and the Ikaman, the Amar Hassam, Shnei Chalke Mil, Shahu, Lifi Hanire, Shagidola, Lifne, Tesel Kachav, it's a huge amount of time before Tesel Kachav, it didn't say much later on, and the answer is, it's not such a problem because we don't know when Tesel. It's not that, like, way Job wants to learn that we know it's the Gra. And you'll be, it's not just saying don't be bothered because we know when faith is, and even if it's counterintuitive, it's still right anyway. We're good for saying the Ein Anu Bekiyim B'Pesach Kochavim isn't just why the Kasha is not a good Kasha, it's good for an answer because we don't know when Pesach Kochavim is.
In other words, the way Dov wanted to read, and the Fuda wanted to read this Tosfos, similar to the Grah, the answer is just answering the question. Don't you think it's really early for Teis HaKochavim? The answer is, yeah, maybe you're right, but I don't really understand Teis HaKochavim so well. According to Eli Epstein's read of Tosfos, it is, Teis HaKochavim is a huge theory because we don't understand what Teis HaKochavim is. I'm not sure what the correct Shantos is. I think both of them could work. Anyone have to say, so we've been a parent that doesn't have this, right? The Tos is Rosh. I'd love to be able to take a look at some of the other Tos. And Hashem, we'll see if we're dead in that one, Dragon. Dude, what do you think? You like this chat? Okay. I'm not sure if it's true or not. I'm already be coding. They already be coding. She'll see a question. What's that, Alex? All I said was, it's interesting that Mo Ma'anin says, post post, mitzatay, echad min hadayot, the daf, the shah, the daf, lam, and dalit. Hadeh shel shnei shlishim below shlosha rudiyim. Ulamahu may be at the dugma shel shitazo. The answer is, because this whole thing is a suffix, it's a suffix to hear, it's also a suffix to there. Follow that? One, and therefore he mentioned the bigger one, the one that went higher, because two-thirds is less than three-quarters, they didn't mention the entire thing. He mentioned that thing. Hang on. Hang on one second. One more second. The fourth sheet, according to Eliezer, it's not the Grah, it's not Tosfos, it's not anyone, it's something between the Grah and the Rebbeinu Tam. That we want to suggest. One second. Oh. If this is really true, so maybe you have a shtickle raya if this is really what's going on. Because Tosfos, in the second shop, in that lamed hey, Achareishu who may be at shitas Rebbeinu Tam, Achareishu may be at shitas who makshe kushia shel hari. Ain't that the kushia is open in the second Shabbos? Yes, like this. Aval teima luri, the mike ligi, the ha vada nishas, the teito kacham habi lailik in the berashnu, isn't it clear that it's not the teito kacham? So what does whole machlokas, two-thirds versus three-quarters? V'yesh lomer, dam rina v'kama, lo gedolim hanirim b'yom, lo gedolim elevenim, Rash the pliki of Yehuda mistakenly b'chol of b'chav manir mishkiyat hacham ad shehichset ha'elyon in vein in him lav. Isn't that exactly what the Reed is saying in the second Shabbos? In other words, the Reed wants to know, why did Machlokes third or three quarters over here? And he answers, because... No, it goes well either way. Either way, even according to the Grah, it works that well also. The answer is, we don't know exactly when We don't know exactly when Pesach will come. It's either way. The three works out the Shitasa from Shabbos here, regardless of whether the garage way or our way. Yeah.
That deal with back then Shabbos because Finnish Marshals is recorded as well. What's it in Pesachim and Shabbos? Why Shabbos they don't record as well? You said it's a Pesachim with Finnish Marshals, where your Finnish Marshals is happening. How does the sure
we don't know exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So what is it? I don't think it's enough. There's a really good kasha on an LEF in some shots. Is this something we can see about it? Essentially, how do you solve the stira between Dalad Mil versus 3/4, 2/3 Mil? According to the way Dov read the Tosfos, what's the answer? Tosfos doesn't address it, I don't know. Which is not so surprising because the Gra himself doesn't address it. We don't have the Gra learning Dalad Mil, so Tosfos goes like the Gra. We don't know how Tosfos reads Dalad Mil. The advantage of Eliezer's shot is we have a Terra. 2/3 and 3/4 Mil is the earliest Pesach HaKavim. The latest Pesach HaKavim is 4 mil, and if you ask me, there's a huge time period between there. That's exactly the reason to the question, and the answer is, you're right. There are small stars, big stars. We don't know how to gauge these things anymore. That's why there's such a huge gap. That's exactly what how Ellie wants me to go there. From the beginning of Shkia until, I don't know, when, some point in time between 2/3 mil and Dalad Mil.
But doesn't every position
hold that
they have that
there? So, Tosfos also, maybe the answer is yes, and Tosfos would say that's the minimum. That's exactly all he wants to meet in Tosfos. Okay, well, if you guys want to have any more horrors, I'd love to hear them later on. If I have to fix something, I'll work it tomorrow morning to fix it. Od nikuda, ich posei karam ba mehil ka Shabbos? Bidyu kamo agro. It's interesting. There are two weird things about the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Yesh shnei dvarim muzarim. Ma shnei nekudot shekedai la'alot. Echad hu. He writes, yeah, it's already way after, it's for sure after Shkia. There's one star out, and it's still day. Didn't the Rambam just tell me before that? No. So that's point number one, which is interesting. And number two is he has a shear of two stars. If there are zero stars, it's okay. If there are two stars, then no. Two stars, perhaps it starts up to one star. And also, who came up with the shear of two stars? It's funny for a few reasons. But the first reason is that the Chorah is so to Masha Rabbah with every Hilchos Shabbos. Adish Achronim, Kama Achronim. I didn't see this time, but I heard the name of Rabban, I heard the name of Eben Hazel. They said the following shot. What can you do to suggest the difference between Shabbos versus Kiddush HaChodesh? What else could you suggest, maybe? I told you. So some suggest that there's a difference between a day versus a date. A day versus a date. In terms of the day, when does the day end? Shkia. The date maybe follows a time period a little bit later on. It's an interesting theory. It may have to be true. It may have to be true in the Rambam. I don't think one can argue, as I was tempted to, that maybe that's exactly what Dalad Mil are. The difference between the day versus the date. That'd be really great. If you have two shiurim, one is the day and one is the date, and you have two shiurim, 2/3 or 3/4, Vasheni who Dalad Mil, that's only the Mala Sotim Shinra Mela, Ulayak Sharla Lo Shema. So the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, Yeshar Rambam Omer Ma. It's only until the earlier point in time. The Gra had said, it's a 50 minute thing earlier on. However, for the date, maybe you can go a little bit later. He's even going to a Dalet Mill. It's a very clever svara. It may be true for the Gra, it may be true for all of the Gaonim that Bir Halacha quotes. I don't think it's true for the Rambam, because I find it difficult to believe that Dalet Mill is less than two stars. You get the impression Dalet Mill is a lot more stars than two. So I don't think it's a pshat in the Rambam, how the Rambam dealt with this Dalet Mill thing. The Rambam doesn't quote Dalet Mill, which again makes sense because he goes with the Gra. We don't know how to deal with that. But maybe according to others, some of these Gaonim, Rav Chaim Gaon, Rav Shvira Gaon, you know, maybe the Maharam Prag, I don't know, all the people I don't have enough information about them, maybe you could suggest that the date, day, chiluk works according to the Gra or these people, and therefore the Gemara on the Mesech Pesachim, that Sadi Dalet, that it has meaning, Yesh Mashmu Ba'adabar. Okay, I want to read a little more Gemara before the end of this year. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we're going to deal with two things. Number one is this Rashi Tosfos question about what the source is. Ech anachnu me'ef anachnu yodin et adin shel v'hakaimelah de'ed adzit v'kachav nizimamahu. And number two is the next Gemara we're going to read. Who wants to read the Gemara? Josh Michael, Baksha. Slow down, start again. I don't hear you at all. Hang on, I think we skipped a little bit. Go back to the previous Ryan. We skipped a little bit. We didn't finish the Gemara yet. Go back to Meisrei, Vayikralukim, La'or Yom. Go back to there. Let's pick up a Meisrei. Last word online, Vayikra. First word online is La'okim, La'or Yom. Tamshich Mikan, Nafzor, La'gemar Azot, Yisayim Otel, Vachrein, Nagil, La'gemar Shet Kapa. Baksha. Meisrei, see that.
That's
what we spoke about last today. Ella Hachi Kamar, what's the chat? Good. Next thing. Here's what I want you to pick up from. What do you think there? How do you call Kochle Or? Alma?
Alma or Orta.
How do you see that, by the way? How do you say Or is Orta? Because it's the Kochle Or. It's all the stars of the night. Okay. How do you respond? So, right, as well, they all do it. Ella. Okay. Or go kavavim yishlo or the kilu hashiny shall or zaya ba omer shemesh oh the gam ba meakochavim lamai napkamina machpadli. Why do we need a napkamina here? What would have been wrong with just the drasha? With me, if you wouldn't have had Lamai Nafkamina, let's have been no Nafkamina. Why does the Gemara, HaGemara, Yishlo HaNachash HaGemara, HaGemara Choshevetche, Leis Yibah Nachlu Tzrichim, Nafkamina, B'li Nafkamina, not yet. Okay, I'm not sure exactly why you need a Nafkamina. I don't know, Pasuk, it's a dress. Yeah. Doesn't it teach us this halakha? I don't know. I'm quite a bit that. I assume of you. It's just telling you that the stars praise God. Now, there are two ways of interpreting the word that Pasuk. One way is if you assume war means yom, it means, if you assume war means night, it means the stars of the night interpret God, praise God. The other way to go is, or the stars, the shining stars praise God. Doesn't that teach you halacha that or means, you know, that or means any light from stars? It could just be a person. I could have imagined the halacha being if a person makes a net that to any hanafa from or he doesn't include stars, and yet this pasuk makes sense. I could have imagined such a thing. Okay, not such a major question. It's an interesting halacha. Hanodim and haor is asur ba'or and shel kochavim. Exactly what the Havmina is a worthwhile question to ask. You follow that question? He's the Maita Havmina. Machashati believe them. Ma bame a Mishnah lechadesh and machashati bahavamina. Evan them. Yesh havamidisha, or zerach, or shelha, shemesh, kimash malon, or zegam, or shell, hakochav. Mashanach is chimasov, that said the present shemachar. Ma? Mahasvara shell, hahavamina, the mahasvara, higayon shelha, maskan. Right? In other words, without this Mishnah, an intelligent person, mahu yachshov, should the or rak baba shemesh. Lama, ma, kibu, lama ni achshov the markeza. Then when he can achshov the markeza, it's mahasvara shelha, maskan. Bezrat Hashem, zeyeh mispar bet lemacha. Aleph, zeyeh, ben rashi, the tosfot, maha makur. It's from Tefni, from Tefni, it's from Tefni, but let's get out of that thing. The kan ma chidu shel no dimin ha'or asim me'orem shel kochav. Ma chashav li ha'mishnah hazel. Okay, bakshat temshe. The mashe, the people like yell out. Bakshat temshe. Josh?
Yud
Aleph is always Yah. Lal Yah. Well, Yud Hey is always A. D Day, Me Nay. Amr Lay. Lal Yah, Me Nay. Just in the pronunciation. Dr. Shakim Shay? As ma ish din shall laur yakum rot seya mikatel anidav yom of lali yikigan of ma peru shall ha pasuk nimiramez la eza din. If it's clear today, clear as day that he's not going to kill you, then what? Sorry, it's clear as day that he's going to kill you, and you can kill him. But if what? If he comes out of God by night, then you can't kill him. What din do we know this as? Bab Machtari. Which is the case, by the way? Maha matzav ha-standardi. She kulam yodim shmulu ya-roboti. If it's your father, mi omer tekan? Now, is that the only case, or is that just an example of a case? So that's the machlokas we've shown. From our Gemara, what impression would you get? Is it the example or an example? It's an example. Echad Yodesh is an example in the Gemara Shalot, the Pashtos. Because it doesn't mention Av and Ben. It's just, if it's clear today, is you. Now, it could be, one could argue, it's alluding to a specific case, didn't mention it, or it could be. No, it's not alluding to a specific case. It's alluding to any case that you won't know. Just the father-son case, the dugma ha-klati, the paradigm, the ha-gilha, the matzav shkul yodim. The truth is that the machlokas are shown him, and what that is machlokas are shown him. Obviously, what question shanach nishal? Mamiach, that means anyone besides your father. If you know some guy's not going to kill you because he's a very close friend of yours, but he broke into your house to steal your stuff, he's not your father, could you kill him right now? If it's not for your father, then you cannot kill him. I'm sorry, then you can't, sorry. If you know he's not going to kill you, then and he's not your father, if it's not for your father, then you can kill him. If it's not that for your father, but anyone, then. And so there's a machlokas he's showing here. What question are we going to analyze in terms of this? What's behind the machlokas? Why would the halacha be what? Dafka, your father, or why would it be? Lav dafka, anyone who you feel fairly certain will not kill you. Now, by the way, what if you have a situation where you think your father will kill you? What would be the halacha there? So, Emir Tashem, this will be the third topic we're going to deal with tomorrow. We'll have to understand this halacha. But again, number one is the machlokas Rashi Prosfos. Mispar bet hu ahavamin of hamaskana shel noder min haor. The Bezrat Hashem, Mishem arbeyoter zman ala sugya hashlishit vihi hasugya shel bab machteret Bezrat Hashem machar. Yom Tov.